Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Be Better Tomorrow podcast. I'm Jason Fisher. I'm your coach on this journey towards personal and professional growth. Hey, if you're tuning in for the first time, glad to have you. Love to hear from you. What we do here is talk about little tips and tricks that can help you grow, little learnings that'll help you be better tomorrow than you are today. If you're a returning listener, thank you very much for being a part of the family. I hope you'll find something today that'll help you. You know, I hope sometimes that my struggles and how I've done things poorly will also be an inspiration for you not to make the same mistakes. It was a wise man who said, you don't have enough time to make all the mistakes, so learn from those who went before you. Allow me to be your guide into what not to do in some occasions. Before we dive into today's topics, I just want to remind everybody, connect with us online, available at Twitter and Instagram at Be Better Podcast and Facebook at Be Better Tomorrow Podcast. For your daily dose of motivation, you can listen to us on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcast, you know, wherever anything is found. It's the same stuff, everybody. Today, we're talking a little bit about how to bring habits together. Look, I assume that if you're listening to this show, unless you just stumbled on it by accident, in which case you've probably turned it off by now, you're looking to improve the way you do things, to improve your life, to make things better, to not live the same life tomorrow as you're living today. Excellent. You're in the right place. Today, we're going to talk about three items, assuming we have enough time. If not, I might have to break this up into two episodes. And the first one we're going to talk about is habit stacking. If you're looking to change the way you do things, and again, it doesn't have to be a ton, 1% better tomorrow, compounded over time, you're actually 100% better in about 70 days if you do the math. Habit stacking is the idea of putting a new habit on top of a habit that already exists. So think about it. We all have habits, good and bad. Maybe you get up every day, grab a cup of coffee first thing. Maybe you get up and work out first thing. Maybe you brush your teeth every day, hopefully. There's something that you do every day. Maybe it's sitting down at your computer to log in or something on your drive to work. We've all got those things in rituals, habits. You may not think of them as habits, but it's just something that you have to do every day. I originally heard about habit stacking, I believe, in James Clear's book. It's hard to say for some reason. Atomic Habits. But I've used it before I even recognized the name for it. So I get up. Well, I used to get up every day, and the coffee maker was set to go off about 10 minutes before my alarm, so the coffee was ready. I'd go downstairs, I'd grab my coffee, and then I would sit down and I would read. So I would take some time to read and pray, and that was my morning ritual. And it was easy to add things to that morning ritual because I had already established the fact that I'm going to walk downstairs, the coffee's ready to go, and I'd grab my coffee. Things have changed a little bit now. I get up and I go to the gym. So I get up, I go to the gym, and now I'm thinking, you know, I want to read more books. Well, an easy way to habit stack that is that I use Audible, sponsoring this podcast, bebettertomorrow.com/audible for your free book. But I use Audible all the time because it's easier to read through Audible and I pay attention more. I've got more opportunity than it is for me to sit down and read a book. Now, you may say it's not reading. We can have that argument. I'm fine. Jason at bebettertomorrow.com. If you want to have the argument with me, you're not going to change my mind, partially because I have a vested interest in it being true, that it's just as valuable as reading. Although I will admit that there's things like taking notes that are a little more difficult. So I go to the gym, and when I'm lifting, I'm an old school guy. I need a little like heavy metal kind of sound, something that is a driving bass, gets me going. But when I get on the cardio machine, I don't care. I don't have to have music. In fact, I prefer to catch up on my Guys Night Marco Polo group or to read a book or listen to a book, if you will. I don't have to watch the TV shows. In fact, they're distracting. I try not to, but I can get through topics on a book while I'm just, you know, on the bike for 30 minutes or on the elliptical for 30 minutes. Otherwise, that time is gone. So we used to call this redeeming the time back in the day. There's things like books like Never Eat Alone, where you already are going to go eat. Well, if you want to increase the habit of talking to people, building better relationships, you just never eat alone. So when you're going to go out to eat, you grab somebody to go with you. We were always told when I was in youth ministry that if you're going to go out to eat, take a young person with you. Buy their lunch, show them you care about them, invest in their life. Well, that was habit stacking, whether I realized it then or not. So here's what I want you to do. Think about the habits that you already have in your life. Think about the things you do every day. You may not call them habits. If you commute to work, you know, 5 days a week, that's a habit. If you brush your teeth every day, please, that's a habit. There's times that you have where you're doing something already. And if you start to stack positive habits on top of those things you're already doing, then you're going to start to build better habits. And here's what you do. Go to social media, tag me, tell me what habits you're going to stack. All right, the second topic we're going to cover in this little Minnesota episode of Little Tidbits is environment engineering, which is a fancy way to say controlling your environment, making sure that your environment is set up for success. Because let's be honest, willpower fails. If you've got cookies in the house and you're trying to eat healthier, you're going to eat the cookies. I cannot tell you how many times I had a bowl of sugary cereal just because it was in the house and I could taste it. But when that stuff's not here, I don't miss it. So environment engineering or environment control is a way of creating space in your world to make your habits or your goals more achievable. I already talked about removing snacks from the house. That's an easy one. Everybody will tell you that if you're going to try to eat healthy, get rid of the snacks. Just throw them out. Don't keep them around for a cheat day. Get rid of them because you're going to end up eating them at times when you don't really want to. Well, if you're looking to read, maybe you're looking to read a physical book, spend more time off the TV, well, then put those books where you put the remote control. Put your remote underneath those books. Hide it away, but put the books out on the table so you're more likely to sit down and grab a book than you are to sit down and grab the remote control. One thing I did that's a little bit different as far as waking up in the morning. I'm trying to get up earlier, make sure that I've got time where I'm not taking it away from my family, but I've got time to do the things that I want to do. I set an alarm on my watch, you know, for 6 o'clock to make sure that I get up. And then I set an alarm on my phone, which sits sometimes between my wife and I in the bed, depending on whether we went to sleep listening to a book or not. Or sometimes it's just over on my bedside table, but it's set for 2 minutes after my wrist alarm goes off. If I don't get up and turn that alarm off, I'm going to wake up my wife. Nobody wants to deal with that. So I've set up my environment to get around willpower. I don't need willpower in this case. I need to be afraid of waking up my wife, which I am. So that works out really well. Another type of environment control that a lot of people use is having an accountability partner. So I've started working out in the morning with my daughter. She loves going to the gym, but she doesn't have her driver's license yet, which is great because she needs her daddy, and I'm fine with that. So when I have to get up in the morning, I can't reset my alarm and go back to sleep because she's going to get up and vice versa. So we don't know that the other one, you know, we both want to sleep in. When those days happen, it doesn't matter because we can just assume that the other person wants to go to the gym. And so we're up whether we want to be or not. There's been plenty of times driving to the gym and I will say, man, I didn't want to get up this morning. She's like, oh, I wish I'd have known. I'd have gone back to bed. Well, that's exactly why we don't talk about it. But one, we're asleep. But two, we don't actually want long term to sleep in and miss the workouts. We want to get to the gym. We want to be in shape. We want to do those things. And so having that person to keep you accountable is a great way to make that happen. It's another environment control to help get around willpower. The whole idea around environment control or environmental engineering is that your willpower is going to give out. Eventually, you're not going to be able to dig down and remember your why. When Mr. Pillows and Mrs. Sheets are calling your name, promising you warmth and comfort, you're going to not want to get out of bed and you're going to turn your alarm off. Environment, or you're going to see that cookie and you're like, oh, I'll just have one. Next thing you know, the whole sleeve is gone. Or for me, it's potato chips. Just if you give me a, it doesn't matter what the size of the bag is, it's one serving. I'm going to eat potato chips. I'll eat the whole bag. I will stand and chew so eat them so fast that my jaw hurts sometimes, like because I have no control when it comes to salty snacks. I don't want them in the house for that very reason. That's controlling your environment to make sure you get around the need for willpower so that you never have to exercise that and you'll still be moving toward and accomplishing your goals. So again, if you've got a great idea for environment control, what you've accomplished, how you've made things happen, maybe financially used, there's an app called Acorn, not a sponsor of the show, but I've seen it. It rounds up your purchases to the nearest dollar. That makes sure that you're investing some portion of your income in an investment account that is going to go out and breed up a whole bunch of new money for you. That's the way we described it to our children when they were young, so they still talk about it that way. It's fun. If you've got a great environment control tip, something you've done that's worked really well for you, why don't you go ahead and tell me about it at twitter.com at BeBetterPodcast and let me know. You can even hashtag BeBetterTomorrow. That way everybody can know where to look at it. All right, the last tip. It looks like we're not going to have time for a listener letter, but I do have a few that maybe I'll do a special episode and just answer listener letters. You can always send those in at Jason@BeBetterTomorrow.com. If you've got a question, comment, concern, query, or quandary you'd like me to hear and then respond to or not respond to, just let me know in the letter. I appreciate having them. Lets me know people are listening and paying attention and that I'm not just sitting in my office talking to myself. That's nice. Okay, the last of the segments for this particular show, it's called the Premack Principle, which I didn't actually know the name of. Again, it's a thing that we spend a lot of time in social sciences, I feel like, studying things that grandma knew by heart, and we didn't really need to spend whatever amount of money we spent to learn it and figure it out, but we've proved it, at least. That's nice. And so the Premack Principle is a case for habit formation where basically you do the hard thing, the thing you don't want to do first, and then you reward yourself with the better thing. So if your child wants to watch TV, but they've got to do their homework first, they've got to, I don't know, clean their room, whatever those things are. But giving yourself a little bit of a reward for what you want to do, not something that breaks your goals, right? Don't eat the Oreos. Don't eat the Thin Mints. It is Girl Scout cookie season somewhere. Don't do those kind of things. But there might be something like, I'll give myself 15 minutes to play a video game or something like that. Something to help relax you, that you limit, that you have control over, and it prevents you from doing that thing first and getting lost in it. Or at least it gives you it makes you do the thing you really want to do, the more long-term desirable thing first. So again, just an example. I also have a lot of podcasts on my phone, some of them educational, some of them just entertainment. I have the priority set on them, on the individual podcasts, so that the educational ones are first. So I force myself to listen to spiritual/educational podcast before I get sucked into the junk food entertainment portions. That's just a way to make sure that I'm doing the right thing before I allow myself to do the neutral or junk foody thing. The Premack Principle works really well on children. It also works really well on yourself as long as you've got the plan to make sure that you still don't get lost in the downtime. So if you allow yourself one show on Netflix, but you binge 3 hours, well, that's not nearly going to be as helpful as if you would have limited yourself. So time limits, alarms are always a good friend. I have to do that when I play like StarCraft. I pick that back up. It's one of my favorite games of all time, but I will get lost in it and it'll be an hour gone. And I'm like, what the heck just happened? How did that go? So the Premack Principle, or the Swallow the Frog Principle, I've heard it called. Brian Tracy, I believe, coined that phrase. If you swallow the frog first thing in the morning, the worst has already happened to you. And so everything else that day is going to be better than whatever you did first thing in the morning. So he recommends doing the hardest thing you have to do for the day first, getting it out of the way. You build momentum that way. You start to feel victorious because you accomplished this big, hard thing. And then the other things really roll faster because, hey, I swallowed the frog. How hard can this particular task be? It's not that hard because swallowing a frog would be terribly difficult. Maybe a small frog, but still, that's gross. All right, that's all the time we have for today, folks. I say that like I've got people slamming at the door waiting to get into the studio. But that's all I have for today, folks. Three principles: habit stacking, environment control, and the Premack Principle to help you build structure around your day to improve how you perform. Figure out what it is you want to do and start designing your life to make it easier to accomplish those things. That is a great way to be better tomorrow. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Love to hear from you. Facebook.com. / Be Better Tomorrow Podcast, twitter.com/ Be Better Podcast, instagram.com/ Be Better Podcast. Someday I need to buy out Be Better Podcast or Be Better Tomorrow Podcast or something, get them all on the same page. But for now, unfortunately, that's the way it goes. Anything you could want to find out about me can be found at bebettertomorrow.com, including our sponsors and anything you can do to support the show. With that, I'm Jason Fisher, and I hope you have found something today that'll help you be better tomorrow. Be Better Tomorrow is released under a Creative Commons 3.0 share alike attribution license, which means you can use this show or clips of it for anything you like as long as you give us credit and you aren't doing it for commercial purposes. The music you're hearing now is by Kevin MacLeod of IncomTech, also released under Creative Commons share alike license. All the information about this show and others can be found at bebettertomorrow.com, and I hope, as always, you'll find something to help you be better tomorrow.